I'm finishing this piece of my bargain. And what I mean by that is it doesn't matter how long it takes to finish it, I don't know, but that is the shape of where I am living and functioning, and that I'm going on to something else, the shape of which I have no idea. Only thing I know is it's going to be quite different. What I leave behind has a life of its own. I've said this about poetry. I've said it about children. Well, in a sense, I'm saying it about the very artifact of who I have been.
For those of us who live at the shoreline, standing upon the constant edges of decision, crucial, alone, for those of us who cannot indulge the passing dreams of choice, who love in doorways, coming and going in the hours between dawn, looking inward and outward, at once before and after, seeking nows that can breed future.
I remembered all of those particular things. I started writing because I had a need inside of me to create something that was not there.
Now you say you're lonely. You cry the whole.
I was editor of my high school magazine, and I wrote a poem about love. And the student advisor, the faculty advisor, said it was a bad sonnet. And I really knew that it was a good one. You see, but I knew that she didn't like it because of the things that I said in it. So I sent it off to 17 Magazine and they bought it. And I made more money from that one poem than I made for the next 10 years.
You say you're sorry for being so untrue. Well, you can cry.